Hi, and welcome to the Magazine Rack on Chris. I'm June Holliday. Today I'll be reading from the June 2024 issue of Reader's Digest. Let's begin with our cover story, entitled, Do More with Your Tech. You're undoubtedly missing out on cool features that can help make life easier, safer, and even more fun. By Chris Hoffman. While the tech industry is always hyping the next hot gadget, the reality is that you already own a lot of awesome gear, and you can certainly do much more with all the devices you already own. Here's how to use them to live a better life today. No purchase necessary. Find emojis on your computer. Smiley faces and party poopers aren't just for text messages on your phone. You can use emojis in many programs on your Mac or PC too, with an emoji keyboard. Just a quick keyboard shortcut away. On a Windows PC, press the Windows key and the period key at the same time. On a Mac, press Command, Control, and the space bar at the same time to reveal the emojis. Get your smart speaker talking. If you have a smart speaker such as an Amazon Echo, Apple HomePod, or Google Nest, you're probably asking Alexa, Siri, or Google Assistant to set timers, play music, turn lights on and off, and maybe even control smart home devices like the thermostat. But these speakers are a lot smarter than that. For one thing, you can use them as a convenient translation device. With an Alexa speaker, say, Alexa, translate Spanish, or your language of choice, to get started. With a Google speaker, say, Hey Google, interpret French, or the language of your choice. Then just speak to hear your words translated. Apple's HomePod, aka Siri, will translate what you say from English or whatever language it's set to. If you have multiple speakers, you can use them to broadcast announcements. For example, say to your speaker, Alexa, announce dinner is ready. The other connected speakers will relay your message to family members scattered around your home. Use your phone in your car hands-free. Depending on your car, you connect your phone via a USB cable or possibly wirelessly, and then either press and hold a voice control button on your steering wheel or say, Hey Google on Android or Hey Siri on iPhone. Then speak voice commands. Those commands can help you navigate to a location, choose a song to play, or listen and respond to incoming text messages, all while you keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel. Watch videos on a big screen. On most modern TVs, casting content from a phone app to a bigger screen is almost shockingly easy, says J.R. Raphael, who writes the Android Intelligence newsletter. In the YouTube app, for instance, if you tap on any actively playing video, you'll see a rectangular icon with a Wi-Fi symbol in its corner. That's the cast icon, and tapping it will let you play whatever video you're watching on any compatible TV or display around you, says Raphael. A menu of devices will pop up. Just select the one you want. You'll see the same cast icon in other apps that play video. It works the same on iPhone and Android. In some iPhone apps, you will also find an AirPlay icon that looks like a rectangle with an up arrow below it. Tap that and you can cast videos to a selected device using Apple's AirPlay. Play music on your TV. You can play music through your TV's sound system as you do on a portable Bluetooth speaker. Start by going into your phone settings and choosing Bluetooth. Then put your soundbar in pairing mode by pressing a button on the speaker or remote, it varies, and choose it from the list of devices on the Bluetooth settings screen. You'll be hearing your playlist in seconds. Run multiple apps on your phone. On the Android phone, you can use the picture-in-picture feature to run Google Maps while using another app at the same time. Just open the Google Maps app and choose your destination, then switch to another app. The map will stay open as a thumbnail on your screen, navigating you on your way while you use other apps. You can't do that on an iPhone, but both iPhone and Android, you can use picture-in-picture mode for video calls in apps like FaceTime and Zoom. While you're chatting, you'll see the other person's face while you simultaneously use other apps, for example, to look up what time a restaurant opens so you can decide what time to meet. And your iPad. Newer iPads let you see two apps in action at once. To do this, first open one app, then swipe up from the bottom of the screen with one finger until the dock pops up showing all the apps. Touch and hold the icon for the next app you want to use. Then drag it to one edge of your screen to use both apps side by side. Watch videos while multitasking. Speaking of doing more than one thing at once, picture-in-picture is an incredibly useful multitasking option most folks tend to overlook, says Raphael. It lets you do things like read a text message or pay a bill on your banking app while a video plays on your iPhone or Android phone. On an iPhone, just start playing a video in the YouTube app or another video app, and then swipe up from the bottom of the screen to switch to another app. The video will keep playing in a small player thumbnail. On Android, once you've enabled picture-in-picture in settings, you can open YouTube or another video app, start watching a video, and then switch to another app. The video will keep playing in the picture-in-picture mode. Tell your TV what to do. Many modern smart TVs and streaming devices have remotes with built-in microphones. Just hold down the mic button and speak to change the volume. Say what you want to watch, launch streaming channels, and more. On menus where you have to spell out your choices using an on-screen keypad, you may also be able to press and hold the mic button and speak to type with your voice instead of using the cursor to slowly choose each letter individually. Get free ebooks. Your library, all those books, is just a few taps or clicks away. Download the Libby app on your phone or tablet, then sign in with your library to borrow ebooks. Free, just like the books you borrow from the building. The Libby app even lets you send borrowed ebooks to your e-reader. Prefer to listen to your books? Good news, Libby provides free access to audiobooks too. Save money on Office software. You don't have to pay for Microsoft Office to get a powerful Office software. On a Mac, iPad, or iPhone, you can use Apple's free iWork suite with Pages, word processing like Microsoft Word, Numbers, spreadsheets like Excel, and Keynote, presentation software like PowerPoint. These apps may come preloaded on your device, or you can download them free from the App Store. On a Windows PC, you can use web-based versions of Microsoft Office, now called Microsoft 365, applications in a web browser. You get surprisingly full-featured versions of Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. Just head to office.com or Microsoft365.com and sign in with a Microsoft account to get started. Tap into your Wi-Fi network's superpowers. Wireless routers are packed with great features. For example, you might see a quality of service or traffic prioritization feature that lets you prioritize specific devices. So even if your kid fires up the Xbox and starts downloading a huge game, your computer work won't be slowed down. Other useful features include parental controls and guest access to set up a temporary guest Wi-Fi hotspot. Your router's manual will tell you all about these features and how to access them, possibly through an app or a web browser. If you don't have a manual, you can probably find one on your router manufacturer's website or by doing a web search for the model of your router and manual. Watch your show in every room. Jared Newman, who writes the Cord Cutter Weekly newsletter, recommends using the same streaming platform on all your TVs. For example, if you have a Roku in one room, use Roku in your other rooms too. That way you can quickly resume whatever you were last watching and get the same recommendations, all from your streaming device's dashboard. Stream your shows in a hotel. At some hotels, you can sign into smart TVs for access to streaming services like Netflix and Hulu, but it depends on the hotel and what services it supports. So why not travel with your own device and plug it into the hotel TV? Newman recommends Roku for this, as Roku devices have a hotel and dorm connect mode for getting on hotel Wi-Fi connections. The Roku Streaming Stick 4K is ideal for travel, as it doesn't require any external HDMI cables, he says. Navigate faster using your laptop's touchpad. Touchpads on modern Windows laptops and MacBooks respond to a lot of smartphone-style gestures. For example, you can place two fingers on the touchpad and move them apart to zoom in, or move them closer together to zoom out. On Windows laptops, you can place three fingers on the touchpad and move them around to switch between applications. Set this up in the Settings app, which you access from the Start menu. On Windows 10, it's in Settings, under Devices, then Touchpad. In Windows 11, it's under Bluetooth and Devices, then Touchpad. On a Mac, swipe up on the touchpad with four fingers to open Mission Control and see all your open windows. Set this up in System Settings on the trackpad screen. Try a touch screen. Many modern PC laptops come with touchscreens, so you can operate your computer by navigating around the screen with your fingers, as you do on a phone or tablet. Apple users can simulate the experience by docking an iPad into a case with a built-in keyboard. Go back in browser time. Browser tabs you just closed aren't gone forever. In Chrome and Firefox, just right-click in the empty space at the right end of your browser's tab bar and select Reopen Closed Tab. On a PC, you can also press the Control, Shift, and T keys at the same time to do this. On a Mac, press Shift, Command, and T at the same time. To find a tab you recently visited, look under the History tab at the top of the screen and click the page you want to reopen. Declutter web pages. On web browsers, reader mode removes ads and clutter from web pages, making them easier to read, especially on phone's small screens. In Safari for iPhone, tap the AA button on the bar at the top or bottom of the screen. If you don't see it, swipe down to scroll up and it should appear. Then tap Show Reader. This option will be grayed out if it isn't available. In Google Chrome, on an Android phone, you can open the Google Play Store and install the Reading Mode app made by Google to get this feature. In Safari on a Mac, click the Reader Mode icon, which looks like a piece of paper and appears to the left of the web address on the toolbar. It will only appear while you're reading an online article, and it will be hidden if reader mode isn't available for the page. In Google Chrome on a computer, right-click a web page and select Open in Reading Mode. Banish ads on the web. Instead of using reader mode, you can install an ad blocker to remove ads as you browse on your computer. I recommend uBlock Origin, available for free at ublockorigin.com. That's ublockorigin.com. Note that an ad blocker can cause problems with some websites. So if something doesn't work right, try disabling it for the site you're on. For example, click the uBlock Origin icon and then click the big power button in the pop-up to disable it. But ad blockers can cut down on distractions and speed up all web pages. So if that appeals to you, they're worth a try. Enlist AI assistance. Have you ever tried ChatGPT or other AI chatbots yet? Benj Edwards, AI reporter for the technology website Ars Technica, says AI can be a helpful assistant. He describes ChatGPT as a good conversational mirror that can help you develop your ideas through discussion. So it can be useful for figuring out what you want to say in an email or letter, or outlining steps for a project, for example. It can help you fix logical mistakes and tone down heated language you might miss, says Edwards. Don't rely on any AI chatbot for facts, though, as they can inject false information into your project. ChatGPT is free. You can sign up at chat.openai.com. Edwards recommends subscribing to ChatGPT Plus to access the more powerful GPT-4 model, which will better understand your prompts and give you more accurate responses. But you don't have to pay $20 per month for access to this software. That more powerful GPT-4 AI chat experience is also free through Microsoft's Copilot AI tool, which is available on Mac and Windows PCs via Copilot apps for iPhone and Android and at copilot.microsoft.com. But don't let it speak for you in an unnatural way, using words that you wouldn't use, for example, or people will know that AI wrote it, Edwards cautions. Let's continue with another tech article entitled The Scoop on Streaming. These days, if you don't stream, it feels an awful lot as if you're swimming against the stream. When friends buzz about a must-watch show on streaming, you're left out of the conversation. Or suddenly, big games are increasingly difficult to locate on familiar channels, or have entirely disappeared. This January, NBC Universal aired an NFL playoff game exclusively on streaming for the first time in history. In most of the United States, other than the two home cities, if you wanted to watch the Kansas City Chiefs duke it out with the Miami Dolphins in the AFC wildcard game, you forked over the $5.99 Peacock monthly subscription fee. Peacock doesn't offer a free trial, and neither does Netflix, Max, or Disney Plus. While Hulu, Apple TV Plus, Amazon Prime Video, Paramount Plus, and YouTube TV do. The gamble paid off. Peacock gained 2.8 million subscribers. These days, streaming is more straightforward than ever. If you have a newer TV, all you have to do is select one of the built-in apps and sign up to start watching. You have more options with devices such as an Apple TV, Chromecast, or Roku, and you don't have to be a tech whiz to operate them. In addition to giving you more to watch, cutting the cable cord could save you money. If you sign up for all the big services listed below, sans YouTube TV, at the basic tiers with ads, you'll pay $63.92 a month. With an average cable bill of $143 a month, you'd save about $230 in the first year alone, even after adding in standalone broadband service for around $60 per month. Here's the rundown on the major services and the big shows and movies they offer. Netflix. The granddaddy of streaming built a dynasty on bingeable shows with established fan bases like Friends and Grey's Anatomy. Then Netflix went all in on award-winning and favorite originals such as House of Cards, Orange is the New Black, Stranger Things, Squid Game, Beef, and The Queen's Gambit. Now it's also the go-to for comedy specials with the likes of Jim Gaffigan, Kevin James, Ali Wong, Gabriel Iglesias, Trevor Noah, Monique, and more, making it indispensable to stand-up junkies. Price, $6.99 per month with ads on two devices, $15.49 per month ad-free on two devices with one extra member slot, $22.99 per month ad-free on four devices with two extra member slots. Devices must connect to one Wi-Fi network, or you can add extra members from outside your household for an additional $7.99 per month apiece. Free for some T-Mobile and Verizon wireless and internet customers. Hulu. Once little more than Netflix's understudy, Hulu is coming for top billing. Since Disney purchased the streamer in 2019, it has turned Hulu into a behemoth. A basic subscription includes original Hulu shows like Only Murders in the Building, The Bear, Mrs. America, The Handmaid's Tale, Fargo, and Little Fires Everywhere, as well as films such as Nomadland, The Last Duel, and Everything Everywhere All at Once. You can add Disney Plus and ESPN Plus for just a few dollars extra. Opt for Hulu's live TV tier, and you'll get 95 plus channels, including the big networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox, and the familiar news broadcast award shows and sporting events that air there. Price, $7.99 per month with ads, $17.99 per month ad-free, $14.99 per month bundled with Disney Plus and ESPN Plus, all with ads, $24.99 per month bundled with Disney Plus, both ad-free, and ESPN Plus, which always has ads, $76.99 per month for live TV. Password share as you please, but only two devices can stream at once. Free for some T-Mobile customers. If your household includes students, they can subscribe for just $1.99 a month and bundle Hulu with a Spotify subscription for $5.99 a month. Max. Max's predecessor, HBO Go, was more a library for HBO to shelve past seasons of its hits, such as Game of Thrones and The Sopranos. Since 2022, when parent company Warner Media merged with Discovery, it's no longer HB only. Viewers can parse through Discovery titles like House Hunters, Chopped, and Say Yes to the Dress, alongside HBO triumphs True Detective, The Wire, Succession, and The White Lotus, and feature films such as Dune, Barbie, The Revenant, and Don't Worry, Darling. Price, $9.99 a month for two streams at once with ads, $15.99 a month for two streams at once ad-free, $19.99 a month for four streams at once ad-free. Free for AT&T and Cricket Wireless customers. Some Verizon customers are eligible for $10 a month Max and Netflix bundle. Apple TV Plus. Apple's is the only major service with exclusively original programming and no ads. That means no backlog of old shows to binge, only the new cutting-edge series and films produced by Apple Studios that tend to cap best-of-year-end roundups, including Ted Lasso, The Morning Show, Severance, Prehistoric Planet, Masters of the Air, and Killers of the Flower Moon. Price, $9.99 a month. Any six devices can stream at once. Free for T-Mobile and Verizon customers and student Apple Music subscribers. When you buy an Apple iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, or Mac, you get 3 months free. Peacock, NBC Universal's streamer, is loaded with binge-worthy favorites, including Monk, Saturday Night Live, The Office, 30 Rock, and a Peacock original that's worth a month's subscription price, Poker Face, from Knives Out director Rian Johnson. You can also watch live streams of networks including NBC, NBC Sports, and Hallmark Channel. And if you're a fan of the original series and audience-created clip shows from our sister brands, Fail Army and People Are Awesome, you can watch them here too. Price, $5.99 per month with ads, $11.99 per month ad-free. Any three devices can stream at once. Free for Instacart Plus customers, and students can subscribe for $1.99 per month. Amazon Prime Video. In addition to a sterling set of originals, Reacher, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, The Boys, Fleabag, Bosch, Air, The Tender Bar, My Policeman, Being the Ricardos, you can rent or buy almost any title the streamer doesn't carry. And no, you don't have to subscribe to Amazon Prime, but yes, you do already have an Amazon Prime Video if you do. Price, $8.99 a month with ads, $11.98 per month ad-free. Amazon Prime subscribers have to shell out an additional $2.99 a month for ad-free Prime Video atop their regular shopping subscription, $17.98 per month total. Any three devices can stream at once. Free for some existing Metro by T-Mobile customers. The offer was discontinued for new customers. Disney Plus. Disney is the exclusive home of Disney titles old and new, like The Lion King, 101 Dalmatians, The Princess Bride, Remember the Titans, The Mandalorian, Frozen, and Moana, as well as mega franchises Star Wars, Pirates of the Caribbean, The Avengers, Avatar, and Spider-Man. So it's a must for Diz nerds and superfans. Price, $7.99 a month with ads, $13.99 a month ad-free. Any four devices can stream at once. Free for Spectrum TV customers. Some Verizon plans include the Disney Bundle, Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Hulu for $10 a month. Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus greatly expanded its offerings when CBS merged with Viacom in 2019, acquiring the MTV, Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, and BET catalogs, and again in 2023 when it began offering a savvy Showtime bundle. Much of the CBS streamer's programming can lean gritty. The Offer, Yellow Jackets, 1883, Tulsa King, Billions, Mayor of Kingstown. But it also features plenty of classics to cleanse your palate before bed, like NCIS, Everybody Loves Raymond, Star Trek, and I Love Lucy. Price, $5.99 per month with ads, $11.99 per month, mostly ad-free with Showtime. Any three devices can stream at once. YouTube TV. YouTube TV is composed of 100-plus live channels or 30-plus Spanish networks under the Spanish plan. You can find on cable and is scrollable via a familiar TV guide with a DVR function. If a show or movie has aired on one of those networks, full seasons are likely available for free via video on demand or for purchase. Any live sports airing on cable channels like ESPN, FS1, and CBS Sports Network are streaming here too. Of all the services, this one is the best for cord cutters seeking the path of least resistance. You must have a Google account to subscribe. Price, $72.99 per month. $34.99 per month for the Spanish plan, and any three devices can stream at once. Whew! That's it for this installment of the Magazine Rack. I've been reading from the June 2024 issue of Reader's Digest. I'm June Holiday. So long until next time.